The drive along Interstate 25 in northern Colorado is pretty rough these days. The growing traffic and construction seems to have no end in sight. But there is good news on the horizon, and KUNC's Matt Bloom joins us now to bring us up to speed. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Henry.
So let's start off with the good news.
All right. The first project in this massive North I-25 expansion is opening. It's the 402 interchange. This is nestled right between Johnstown and Loveland. It's been closed for about 3 months, which has thrown a big wrench into a lot of people's commutes, and it looks pretty slick. I actually drove through there this morning, and there's a new bridge that takes 402 over the highway, as well as three new roundabouts. And it's interesting to see this because it actually gives us a glimpse of what the rest of I-25 is going to look like once it's finished.
This is really just a part of a much larger project. Can you fill us in on what those plans are?
Yeah, the Colorado Department of Transportation is totally revamping the highway between Berthoud and Fort Collins. So if you picture that, that's about a 20-mile stretch of I-25 that many of us who live in northern Colorado can say from personal experience is increasingly congested. There are a lot of aspects of this project that would take a long time to go through, but the big improvements are going to be an additional lane in each direction, so three lanes total, and brand new exits.
Do we know how big a difference that's actually going to make traffic-wise?
That's a fair question, and nobody is really pretending like one extra lane on I-25 is going to be enough to solve all of the region's transportation issues. It is going to be an express lane, which means it's tolled, so you can pay to have a more reliable travel time. But that won't be finished until 2023.
So 3 or 4 years from now.
Right. This summer, CDOT actually pushed the timeline back 2 years because the State Transportation Commission approved some extra money, $250 million for this project. That means more stuff in the long term, but short term, more construction.
Okay, and you've reported that this current project, while it is an improvement, won't be nearly enough to accommodate the region's growth. What's the plan with that?
The question is now, what happens after this project is finished? Northern Colorado is set to double its population by 2050, by most estimates. There are a lot of ideas out there. Front Range Passenger Rail, adding yet another fourth lane to I-25. But there really is no plan set in stone yet, which is concerning to a lot of people who live here. There is some hope that Proposition CC will pass in November that is a ballot question that asks voters to give up some of their tax refunds. That extra revenue would go towards education as well as transportation projects.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
We put together a story on our website with designs and a timeline for the I-25 expansion. You can find it and more local coverage at KUNC.org.